Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Happy almost end of the week.
Woo-hoo.
Happy March Madness to those who celebrate.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay. We're celebrating Go Thurs, Panthers.
Yes.
I don't know why people are saying Go Thurs or
Roll Thurs.
The same way people say Roll Tide. They're saying Roll Thurs, Panthers. I don't know if that's like real or not, but people are
seeing
a lot of comments like that. So who knows? March Madness people, we are rooting for High Point University, my alma mater. So exciting. We have a Bracket Busters tournament going on within Barstool, thanks to Experian. And they are coming in and just sponsoring us and helping us all maybe win $40,000.
Yeah.
So we're rooting for High Point. If they get past, I think the second round, right, is where we win. I'm not actually sure.
Depending and I think on it's like whoever goes long farthest.
You're right. Whoever goes the farthest gets the money.
Yeah.
So we want the money bad.
So we'll
we got
pray.
A team of four. It's myself, Gia, Caroline, and Casey. So we need that. We want that money.
And you
want
to know how I'll spend that money?
How?
Cases on cases of Pink Whitney.
Yeah,
for
girl.
The whole squad.
That's right.
For the whole team of High Point.
Exactly.
I'm going to be rolling up to High Point University with 40-20 shot buckets.
And they'll love it. And they'll love that. If I know anything about my High Point Panthers, that they'll love a little bit of Pink Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, big shout out to Pink Whitney, our pink lemonade flavored vodka, number one bestie on the pod. Love them to death. I don't know if anybody's noticing, a little somebody got into our bottle again.
Somebody
Pat
got into
Bev.
Patrick Beverly.
Patrick Beverly keeps coming in here and drinking our Pink Whitney. And this time it was personal. He knew that we needed this Pink Whitney. And he said, no, I'm going to open it anyway. I'm going to take shots anyway. So go ahead and listen to the Pat Bev pod with Roan. I'm sure talked all about it because I confronted Roan.
Yeah.
I said, hey, we need it.
I sent a strongly worded Slack.
Did you?
Into the production group. Yeah. I was
like,
we need this. First
it's
off,
so
it's
funny.
Delicious, nutritious, and we needed to drink. Second
exactly.
off, we can't be having half-drank bottles of Pink Whitney in our branding sponsorship.
We can't. We're running a business here.
Yeah, exactly.
We are trying to look professional, but that just goes to show. We literally can't keep it in here. The whole point of
everybody wants it.
Everyone wants it. Like, we have this bottle here because we don't have a lot of it in the office because everyone drinks it all the time. And it's like, I'll have to get out to the liquor store and get
more. We're going to have to put a lock on it.
We really will. Yeah. We really will. I'll have to lock it down. So shout out to Pink Whitney for always being there for us and being our number one bestie on the pod and being delicious.
Yeah, delicious. They have so many different sizes. They got the 20-shot bucket. They got the big boys. They got the medium-sized handles. Everything for every occasion. And it's just the perfect mixer alcohol. It's the perfect alcohol for shots, for anything. Mm-hmm. So take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo, love it. Let's see. In the world of Taylor, we're back. We're back in it. There's more clowning to discuss, a few new theories, a few things to bring up, things to remember, possibly, you know, the reputation clowning. It may have been in front of our face all along. Who knew? It's always how that ends up going. Something interesting that happened as well, the mirror ball performances that had been shown at the iHeart Awards are being taken offline. Something to think about. Kylie Kelce had Michelle Obama on her podcast.
Crazy.
We got Ben Stiller talking about Taylor Swift, all kinds of things. We'll get into that, and then we'll get into some voicemails, DMs, etc., etc.
Yep.
First things first, the mirror ball copyright takedown.
Yeah.
What do we think about that?
I wonder if that's like iHeart taking it down.
Yeah.
Or if it's whoever. We still does UMG own the rights?
I would
to
think so, yes.
Those videos?
I think it's kind of the same vibe that if you were to put up, well, I don't know, because we see clips from the Eras Tour movie, I feel, but maybe it's too long, and maybe, again, how I see it is that they're trying to wait and save it so they can, like, release it to the masses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, they tried to really push the exclusive, never-before-seen performance, so, like, I doubt they want it circulating on the internet because I feel like they're going to be pushing that a lot when this documentary or
whatever
this documentary
it is.
Exists. I feel like they're going to be pushing, you know, a lot of exclusive, never before seen performances, whatever.
Absolutely.
So it's like, well, I can just go look on Twitter and see the performances. I don't have to watch the documentary, but that's not the case for us. Obviously we're going to watch, but I can see why they don't want performances circulating,
casuals,
I guess.
Yeah. They don't want casuals getting away with it.
But it's silly because it's like, we've seen this performance before a million times.
I know, which is what makes me think it's probably a part of like a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Like that. I don't think that they would take down. I mean, you're right, actually. I didn't think about it possibly being iHeart. Could be them. But yeah, who knows? Who knows what's going on with that? But it's certainly, my antennas are up. They're, you know, they're going all around. And speaking of antennas, we've got 3/28, a new clown moment, Ram Day.
Yeah, Aries, it's like Day of the Ram or something.
Day of the Ram or something like that. This is me with my twirly swirlies.
Whew.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And also, something to remember is that original Reputation came out on 8/23. And so if you think back to the Karma music video where it flips upside down and she's wearing that Ram mask in that very Reputation outfit. Mm. If you flip 8/23 upside down, you do get 3/28.
Whoa.
Could it be that all along? Could it have just been as easy as that?
Wow. 3/28,
we just didn't know what year.
Interesting.
It really could be.
I mean, that makes sense. That's so funny.
Like, if you're Taylor Swift and you're like, you guys are so fucking stupid. Like
stop doing long division.
Yeah, like I told you when it was going to be. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Enough.
That's very funny.
You're the snake. Like, right. It's like, fucking duh.
It all checks out. Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's raising the red flag for me is Ariana's deluxe coming out on the 28th. That's the only thing where I'm like, oh, is she really going to like do it on the 28th? But also, like, I think you said this last episode. It is just a deluxe at the end of the day. Yes. Like, it is just a few extra songs. So, like, I don't really know, like, how important that stands.
Yes.
But that's my only red flag as to 3/28. But that theory, like, I mean, that's kind of like, let me put something right in your face.
And they literally, I mean, you think back to the Karma music video, she was literally turned upside down. Like, it was turned upside, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was the balance, she was Artemis, I think, whoever is the balance goddess. Mm. And then they literally flipped it upside down, and then they were, like, in hell, the rep outfit, and that's what everybody was calling, like, devil worshiping, remember that?
Right.
But it was really like a ram face, like, or the ram horns, for sure, which is, again, you know, it all ties into like Greek mythology and stuff, which I love personally.
Yeah.
Big fan. And
me too. Percy Jackson.
Love. But so, and that show that they just canceled, Chaos. I'm so pissed.
Oh, I don't know that
show. They canceled a show on, it was on Netflix, one season, like literally 8 episodes. Jeff Goldblum, spelled KOAS. And it was so creative, so interesting, all about like Greek mythology, but it was like more present day. Like, it was like Persephone was like, you know, she's like runs the underworld with her husband,
right,
with Hades, you know,
right.
What I mean? Like, it was like, and Hades was like Lupin, you know what I mean? Like, the actor who plays Remus Lupin, I can't think of his name right now, but like the you know, I'm trying to think, some of the other like gods and goddesses, they were just like more current, like, it wasn't like old English or something.
I also feel like there's been a lot of Greek mythology references in torture poets. I mean,
always.
Cassandra, and then like I turned into goddesses, villains and fools, whatever.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of
sounds like
crossover,
she spent a little time,
maybe.
Sounds like she spent a little time walking down the library hallways of Greek mythology.
Yeah,
when she went
to the Pantheon.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
in Nashville.
Took a little trip down there. But so yeah, that's to me, my nose is fully on. It's gonna stay on until 3/28. So I'm very much until next Friday clowning.
Next Friday.
Straight up. But you're right. The thing about Ariana with her deluxe album is, think about how when Sabrina put her deluxe album out, it was like what, 4 songs, right? We didn't really make a big deal out of that. It was just kind of like, oh, cool, new shit, whatever. I don't think Ariana at this point, we may have mentioned this yesterday or Tuesday's episode. I don't know if Ariana, like, it's not that she doesn't care about Eternal Sunshine. She definitely does care about it and cares about how well it's doing or whatever. But she's focused on Wicked. You know what I mean? Like, she, I think, is just giving her singing fans like a couple extra songs, a little bit more on Eternal Sunshine. I don't know if she's necessarily, it smells like cigarettes.
I know, it smells like weed. I was noticing that before.
Cigarette smell. I'm like, it's been a few. I haven't had a cigarette since Italy.
Since Italy, yeah.
But so I think that she, you know, she's not concerned, I don't think. Like, if Taylor were to come out with Reputation and blow Eternal Sunshine Deluxe out of the water, like, I don't think that she's like upset.
Yeah.
I also definitely think that that Eternal Sunshine Deluxe date was probably set after Taylor Swift Reputation. Like, I don't think that.
Yeah,
like,
for
I'm sure.
Like,
I'm sure that date's been held, you know, for an ambiguous project or ambiguous something. And yeah, it sucks if you wake up in the morning and you're like, let's see how my album drop went.
Right.
And it's like Taylor Swift also surprise drop. Like,
that
does suck. But I don't know. Something tells me that there's nothing crazy. And Ariana says nice things about Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no beef there. Ariana was with Scooter.
Yeah.
For a long time, but is no longer. Yeah. It hasn't been for a long time.
Yeah, the only thing like...
So I don't think that there's like... I don't think she owes her any allegiance.
Yeah.
But I also don't think that she's wishing ill will. Like, it's
no,
not like,
definitely not.
You know, she's not trying to fuck her shit up or something.
Yeah. No, no. I am just curious to like how that would like roll. How would that look like, just, you know, knowing that there's another album coming out. And like, yeah, she's focusing on Wicked, but like Wicked's over, you know?
But not really, because we got Wicked 2.
Yeah, but they're not like doing promo for that.
I know, but they're only off for like a couple months. You know what I mean? Like they just did Wicked together at the Oscars.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then that was only a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then so they're off for a little while, but then they're gonna start that promo right back up like summertime. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about when they started Wicked promo last year.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be nonstop, and I think that she also too is like working on new projects. Like, she mentioned something. People think that she's gonna be Audrey Hepburn in something. There's like heavy rumors about her, which I think would be so good.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, that
if that's
makes
true,
sense. Yeah,
so good. And she's focusing on acting and stuff. And again, I'm not saying that she is not gonna care about whatever, but I don't think that she'll care as much about four or five extra songs from an album that already exists enough to be like, fuck you, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah, no,
not
I agree.
She never had that energy anyway. I also don't think that's enough to stop Taylor from dropping Reputation that her fans have been rabid for like five
years
now.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just how I view it. But who knows? I'm sure there'll be articles everywhere of Taylor Swift blocking Ariana.
Yeah.
The Arianators will come through and you know, that's how the cookie crumbles.
But,
that's how the tides turn sometimes.
Yeah. But now with the new Billboard rules.
What is
people
with the
won't really
rules?
Have a leg to stand on.
So Billboard, you know, which we hate. Obviously, we are on record hating Billboard, no longer a reliable source / a credible outlet in any way, has come out with a handful of new rules moving forward when it comes to the Billboard charts.
Mm.
And they, to me, Gia will read them more in detail. To me, it sounds like they just created them because Taylor Swift's too powerful on the charts.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Well,
so.
No, it honestly, it seems to me they created it to kind of stop the discourse between putting out so many variants and blocking people
like
that.
Okay. So maybe it's good.
Is this a good thing? Yes, it is a good thing.
All right, Billboard, I'll hear you out.
With these new rules, like, Taylor is more likely to like be on the top of the charts no matter what now.
And people can't argue
about
it.
Because it's more like narrowed down as to what is required to like
so what is it
go
exactly?
up. So
I really couldn't comprehend.
Digital albums sold via an artist, label, or official web store must now be redeemed in order to be chart eligible. In addition, verification using HCAPTCHA is now required to prevent bots. Hmm. So, like, with all that, like, oh, did Charlie XCX buy streams or whatever for Billboard?
Okay.
So, but I don't know what must now be redeemed in order to be chart eligible. False streaming data and bots. So any 2DC store with 3 submissions of illegitimate data within a 12-month period may receive a minimum 90-day reporting suspension. Physical D2C shipments, which fall outside of established sales trends, will require the reporting store to provide enhanced tracking status along with others' info such as geolocation data and if a VPN was used to make the purchase. Minimum price for all the D2C...
VPNs. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Exclusive digital albums have been raised to $7.99. Only 4 digital D2C exclusive versions will be allowed for the life of an album.
D2C, by the way, direct to consumer.
Yeah. Only 4 digital D2C exclusive versions will be allowed for the life of the album, includes deluxe versions. Digital D2C exclusive versions cannot be put up for sale during the middle of the first week. Either need to be available for pre-order or held for a later week of release.
I'll tell you something right now. I am asleep.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Not even confusing. It's just like I respect that they're doing this, but it does sound like you're right. It sounds like they're instituting all this bullshit to kind of to like stop the
so it's stopping like all this extra vinyls, extra digital albums,
Right. Is that all of the new rules?
Yes, I think
it's
so.
it is. It's a lot of words too. You know what I mean? Like it's word heavy, word salad a little bit. That's how I'm feeling about that from Billboard. Well, they're trying to get back in our good graces, not only ours, but you know, ours on this podcast, but of those all around because of the massive fucking fumble that they had with like, what was the drama? They like they didn't name Taylor Artist of the Year, or,
yeah,
like, they named Beyonce, or they like, I don't know, they just were fumbling all kinds of shit, and now they keep tweeting other new things, being like, here's Billboard's new list, and it's like artists of the decade, and it's like Taylor Swift number one, mm-hmm. and whatever. Like that, they seem to be pandering to Swifties a little bit,
yeah,
and so maybe this is. In a positive way for us.
So it says Billboard founded these new rules because artists have been using somewhat unethical yet not illegal practices to ensure that their songs have successful chart runs.
Interesting.
Big name artists have been using bots to boost streaming numbers. Doing so has resulted in price drops of physical music sales to garner a high spot on the chart. Huh. Furthermore, certain artists have also allegedly released versions of the original album or song days after for a boost in listenership. Artists do all this because Billboard takes sales and streaming statistics into account when creating their chart rankings. So yeah, just basically like specifying down what actually is going to apply to the charts.
Okay. So honestly too, what I'm hearing from that just now is that all your fucking faves, all those other people who were like getting accused of being blocked by Taylor and whatever, like they were doing these practices.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Charli XCX, number one offender. She came every 3 days. It was like a, it's Brat, but it's not Brat, but it is Brat, but it's not Brat, but it is Brat, but it's not Brat, featuring Troye Sivan.
I mean, even Ariana Grande like released
Ariana
so
too.
Many.
Billy
released like 15
it seems like
different.
That was the thing to do this year. And I mean, Taylor definitely had a couple of songs like that, like where she would release the remixes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like this one featuring
like Karma remix.
Specifically Karma. Like I think Karma had like three different remixes or something, you know, so she's not
Angie Hero too.
Not totally innocent in the releasing of different versions, but I do think that there is something to like, you know, to seeing the transparency moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So all right, Billboard. We'll listen. We'll see how it goes next year. But here's the thing is that we'll never, until Taylor comes out with like more albums, another new album, I should say, because Reputation or Debut, whenever they end up coming out, I don't think they're going to be treated the same way as like a brand new album would. Although, I don't know, 1989 Taylor's version went fucking bonkers. So I really don't know. But like, I do think that we need to wait for like a brand new Taylor album totally to then see what the Billboard charts look like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like how Taylor stuff looks like, if it looks the same or if it looks a little different because of whatever these new like streaming rules and piggybacking and whatever the fuck is going on. But all I know is that it's boring as fuck. And I am interested to see how other artists feel about this and other like record labels.
I think
this is
very beneficial for Taylor. Like,
yeah, it sounds
extremely
like it is.
Beneficial for her.
Sounds like
I
it
mean,
is.
Yeah, Charli XCX got caught like 40,000 fraudulent
crazy.
Sales or something like that.
About that. Yeah.
So like that'll stop stuff like that. So
for sure,
we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we shall see. Taylor's still in the news, even when she's not doing anything at the moment. Ben Stiller went on New Heights. They've got great guests, huh?
Yeah, they
all
do.
All their besties.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller went on there and talked about the time he went to a Knicks game, sat courtside with Taylor, and how they FaceTimed his daughter.
Yeah.
And then he invited Travis to, he was like, you can come with. I can hook that up, maybe, I think.
I know, that was so funny. He was like, I can hook that up.
Like, I
and
can
then
hook it up. Like,
immediately after, he's like, I know you guys like probably already have like hookups. Like,
yeah. It's like, I got you.
Yeah,
it's like,
all
right, Ben Stiller. Yeah. Like, we get it. We love Severance.
Yeah.
We do love Severance.
We always love
You just started
praise.
Severance, right?
I did, yeah. I just finished episode, season two, episode one, or one or two
oh,
yesterday.
You're on season two now.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Good,
I binged it so fast.
Let's go. Season two is, that's the one that's on right now, right? Or season three? Yeah. Because
I've been
it
like
took
in,
forever for the next season to come out. This second season of Severance is so fucking good.
Oh, really?
The finale is tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Thursday. The season finale comes out at 9 p.m. Tonight for Thursday. It's Thursday right now. 9
oh,
p.m.
Shit. I got to catch up before tomorrow then.
Yes, maybe catch up.
Yeah.
I think you could. There's
oh,
only
easily.
Like six. There's like seven episodes, I think.
I finished the first season in like 2 days.
Yeah. You'll be able to finish
it.
Yeah. You'll crank it out. Good. Oh, wow. We can't wait to discuss.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Ben Stiller, that's why we're talking about Severance, the great show on Apple TV. He is a director of of not every episode, but most episodes. He's technically like the director of the whole show. So that's why we're talking about him. But exciting that he, you know, everyone always has a sweet story about Taylor. And they always, I like how they always like tell it to Travis. Like anytime they have a guest on the pod, they're like, oh, by the way, and I know Taylor from. Like, yeah. They all want to be like, I've got my own cute story about
and
her.
Travis, and Travis like always like lights up. I
he's
feel
so,
like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
he gets
so, cute.
So excited to hear about it, which I love. And it's just, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Also, in the Kelce fam, the new liberal Joe Rogan. Kylie Kelce.
Yeah, there is a vulture article that's called Kylie Kelce, the new liberal Joe Rogan, which is so funny.
It's so funny, and I'm kind of down for that. Like, it's, okay.
Yeah, it says, what if the liberal Joe Rogan is .. Kylie Kelce? After Kamala Harris lost the presidential election, many on the left have been dreaming of a liberal Joe Rogan. Some nebulous progressive podcaster with the same sway as a Joe Rogan Experience host. Well, what about NFL? Oh, I don't like how they called her NFL wag, Kylie Kelce.
Hate that. She hates that too.
Yeah, but okay. What about just boss ass woman, mom,
boss bitch?
Yeah,
Kylie Kelce.
Kylie Kelce, wife of Jason, recently booted Joe Rogan from his number one perch on Spotify and Apple with her new podcast. Not gonna lie, and maybe more surprisingly, she told the New York Times that her views aggressively lean left, countering speculation that her family might be Republican.
No. Not even close.
But yeah, she said...
Four girls, as if.
Yeah. But she said she couldn't care less about the charts and reportedly refused to mention Rogan specifically. As the Times noted, Rogan still has her significantly beaten Spotify followers, but she is eager to prove sports media and podcast bros who doubt her podcasting ability wrong. That
Hell
gets
yeah.
me going, Kelce said. Okay, so maybe they're just calling her the liberal Joe Rogan because she beat him out in the charts.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's definitely why. But I like the idea of that, though. Like, they're obviously being tongue-in-cheek and whatever. Exactly, because when Kylie's podcast came out, it dethroned Joe Rogan for a minute.
Yeah.
And but right now, as of today, Wednesday, when we're recording this, she just dropped, she's got Michelle Obama.
Michelle freaking Obama.
That's fucking crazy. When's the last time Michelle Obama did something like press? So I'm, no joke, I'm going to listen to it. Like, I don't listen to, a lot of podcasts, to be honest. And
well,
it's hard when you
podcast.
Do podcasts. Yeah. To like listen to other podcasts. Cause it's just like, you know,
you're like, I already heard myself talk for 2 hours. Right. Now I'm like going to listen to somebody else.
You
talk.
Also know, it's like, you know how the sandwich is made. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little, I don't know. I that's how I feel anyway sometimes. But the, her having Michelle Obama on the podcast is, first of all, obviously a huge fucking get, massive, but Michelle hasn't done, I don't know what Michelle has done press wise in years. Like, I don't like, you know what I mean? Maybe
I feel like she's done press. Like, she like, she's
like
always
this?
Kind of
something
out
like
and
this?
About.
Maybe I'm just missing it because I feel like I haven't like heard, we haven't heard from Michelle in a while.
She was, let's see. Michelle Obama opens up a new podcast. She said, Michelle Obama launches a new podcast.
Oh, maybe that's why she's doing press.
Yeah. Okay.
That would make sense. Oh, well, good. Cause I've been wondering, where's Michelle?
Right.
For real, I have been wondering. So that's why, yeah, I will definitely listen. But I like the idea of Michelle doing something as casual as Kylie's podcast. And so to me, that says, and she, you know, she had Chelsea Handler on already. She had Kate Hudson too, right? I think Kate Hudson recently, because Kate Hudson is promoting her new show on Netflix, which is so good, by the way. I forgot if I talked about it last episode. But I like the direction it's going, and I like that it seems like she is creating a comfortable place for like high powered women to come on and talk and say what they want to say. And I think honestly, like or hate Joe Rogan, that's what he did for them. You know what I mean? Like, you go on Joe Rogan's podcast, you expect a certain experience, but you also expect to like be comfortable because he's your boy. You know what I mean? And I feel like Kylie gives off that energy of like, I'm your girl. Don't worry.
Yeah, totally.
And I love that.
So casual and cool and normal.
So
yeah.
Maybe yes. Maybe she's literally not Joe Rogan at this moment. But I mean, that'd be great. I would love more of that. I'm sure people said that about Alex Cooper too when she overtook Joe Rogan when, you know, with Call Her Daddy and all that. And she's, you know, she's similar, but she's got a different vibe than Joe Rogan. So Kylie Kelce is just kind of like a let's shoot the shit and be real as fuck. And I really appreciate that about her. So major congrats.
Congrats.
To Kylie on that.
Huge.
Massive.
Michelle Obama. Work Michelle so hard getting Oprah dollars. Boss. Yeah. Michelle Obama.
Wait, who sings
that? Purse so heavy getting Oprah dollars. Yeah, yeah. Fifth Harmony.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, my. Your favorite. My girls. Yeah. My girls. How did I forget?
Yeah.
Michelle Obama. Yeah, yeah,
purse
yeah.
Purse so heavy getting Oprah dollars. Yeah, wow, that's a banger.
I call up my BFF Camilla.
Yeah, yeah.
My girl. But yeah, so anyway, shout out to Kylie. But speaking, I guess, also of WAGs, even though Kylie doesn't like to be considered a WAG, and not all of them like to be considered WAGs, some of them do like to be considered WAGs, and it sounds like some of them are no longer WAGs with Taylor.
Pour one out for Shariah Gordon, man.
Pour one out for Shariah Gordon. I feel so bad for her, and I feel bad for, there are quite a few.
Wait, is Shariah's last name Gordon right?
Oh, I don't know. Shariah. I just repeated what you said.
Yeah, it is Gordon.
Honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I was going to make sure because she's Mecole Hardman's fiance.
Nicole. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mecole. Yeah.
Which is tough because if people remember when Taylor was watching that like NFL ceremony or something.
She was like watching the ring ceremony.
Yeah. On, live
and she
on
was
Instagram.
Like, one more year of Mecole.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was that's sad.
I'm sure Shariah is fucking heartbroken.
Oh no, I'd be
I would be
furious.
Sick to
what
my
would you
stomach
say if your husband comes home and it's like, babe, I'm sorry, like I got I'm
I think
going
I would
else.
Drop to my knees.
No, I'd be
and literally
so
be like,
upset.
No,
I'd be like, that's my fucking girl, like I was
why
that's
I literally
what
Taylor
I would do. Swift every Sunday I'm texting Taylor Swift on the side
and
about the team, and
they
now you have
it
the,
seemed like
you
they
have
were really,
gall to leave.
Yeah, they
where's
really seemed like they were close friends too, like
I
they
know.
Would she would always post with her, like such fun like boomerangs and
cutie, right. She
cute
kinda,
pictures.
She kept us fed. Shariah.
Big time kept us fed.
Where are they going?
Oh, well, let me see. Oh, know? He's going to the Packers. I'm
oh,
pretty sure.
No, it's so
I know.
Cold up there.
It's so
Shariah.
Cold up there. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Packers sign Mecole Hardman. Oh, man, I feel so bad for Shariah.
Oh,
I would just
man.
Be so devastated.
No, I'd be furious.
Especially like
furious.
One more year of Travis, like all that fun stuff.
Yeah, this
but,
is going to be like the big year.
Yeah. Oh. But, you know. She'll still be able to see her when
of
the
course.
Chiefs play the if do the Chiefs play the Packers? I don't know.
I don't know cuz I don't yeah. remember anybody ever talking about like
like them
well,
playing each other.
How
they probably they might maybe.
I have literally no idea.
Yeah, me neither. I think they're yeah, I don't know.
I don't
Doesn't
know if they're
matter.
In the same division.
I think they might be
they're
AFC.
Kind of in the same.
I think Packers
on the
are AFC
map,
too.
You know?
Let me see who is in the AFC?
Because on the map, like Green Bay is kind of just like above Kansas City, right? They're like sort of in the Midwest. Not sort of. They like pretty much are.
Wait, AFC. Oh, because is it AFC North, right? AFC North?
I would
North?
Think that they'd be, well, Green Bay for sure would be North. Something.
That's Cleveland, Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, AFC.
Oh. Ravens?
I don't understand.
That doesn't make any sense.
North? Oh, okay, yeah. No, no, they're not. What division is the Packers in then?
Damn.
What division
NFC East?
Is Packers in?
I don't know. West?
What division?
I'm just naming things.
NFC North.
Oh, wow. Wow, though. I was
I guess
right.
that makes sense,
like
right? North.
NFC North. Yeah, yeah. You're laughing at me.
No, oh, I'm yeah, laughing yeah. at myself. Going, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, sure, North.
Yeah, it does.
They're up there.
It does. But, all right, well, you know. So long,
farewell, avidas, and goodbye
to Shariah.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. You were bigger than the whole sky. You were more than just a short time.
Oh,
damn.
Shariah,
imagine her
you.
Listening to that song, like packing up Mecole's stuff in the...
Putting like
in the
packing away like his knee pads.
No, I would
like
divorce him. I'd be like, fuck
pads.
You. Like, you're ruining my life.
Who else is single on the Chiefs? Like, I gotta stay here. One more year. Like,
yeah, she's like, should I like go to Chris Jones?
No. No, he's a dirty
Sorry,
cheater.
That was
he's
not
a dirty
okay.
cheater.
Oh man. Yeah, I would be absolutely devastated. But I feel like who knows? I don't really know like how good of a player Mecole is. I'm sure he'll thrive
yeah,
on the Packers
him,
and
yeah. To be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do great. And if the Packers play the Chiefs, then Shariah and Taylor can reunite.
They'll be able to see each other
yeah.
and do like fake fight. And they'll be, again, yeah. I think that is something that, you know, I would love. Has there ever been like a WAG show?
Not that I know of.
And maybe it is in part to do with the fact that the quote unquote wags don't love being called wags. Mm-hmm. I think when Kylie said that, she said that she was like with someone else that totally agreed.
It was Allison Kutch.
Right. That's right. That's yeah. right. So a lot of people. So maybe they just yeah, don't like that
wags,
energy.
Wags. Three seasons.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Wags the LA. Like, wags Miami.
Damn. See, yeah, I'm like pretty interested in that, to be honest. Like I want to see what Gates? All these girls are up to. But
Barbie Blank.
Interesting.
Professional hockey player. She used to be a pro wrestler under the name of Kelly Kelly.
Oh, stealing my name twice. Yeah. Wow, and that's two strikes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know any of these women.
I'm curious about the relationships, not only of these women who are like married or dating or whatever, the men on the field, but then how, you know, it's kind of like your friend, you know, you make all these friendships and then if they get traded away or they leave
yeah, it's
or
so sad.
It's like, oh, my friend. Yeah. Like, what do I do? And it's like, you got to stay in touch and try
I'm
your
not,
best. And that's got to be a hard thing.
So hard. Yeah. Well, especially if your team moves to a rival or like a team across the country, that sucks.
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, you see that. Well, two things. One, Alex Earl, Braxton Berrios got traded to Houston.
To Texas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, which is very funny.
That is funny.
Houston's a good city, though. I feel like that's
that'll
fun.
That'll be a lot
of
fun. Yeah. And it's still southern. It's still warm.
Yeah, still warm, everything. Yeah.
Also, I mean, they'll get a big fucking mansion, and then she'll trick it out. Like,
yeah, totally.
That'll be fine. She'll
and
be fine.
Is she
going to move with him? Gonna, right?
I don't know, honestly.
They're together. Like,
yeah, they're like very
they're
together.
Married, I think.
Like, I hope so. They're cute. It seems like he's very supportive of her.
They said
career.
Absolutely. I saw a thing they were talking about, I think the two of them, how they said that their families are the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
they both have like huge families.
Yeah, they both have big families, but like almost identical in the way that like he's got a sibling and then
younger.
And then like three younger siblings like she does, like almost exactly the same. And that they like understand each other in that way.
Yeah.
Like, blended families and whatever, which, you know, we say that about Taylor and Travis
totally.
And their parent situations and, you know, all that or whatever. I think having familiar family dynamics is important in a relationship.
Yeah, totally.
For sure.
And
then he just, yeah, he seems like a great guy.
Yeah, he seems so great.
And she loves him.
But I didn't deep dive into this, but it was on my TikTok a little bit. Apparently there was some WAG drama within the 49ers group of Kristen Juszczyk and two other women.
Olivia?
I forget.
Colpo?
I don't think so.
Is Kristen McCaffrey still on there?
I don't know. Kristen Juszczyk. Her name is so
like
fucking J-O-U-Z-C. Insane to spell. WAG drama. I'm going to look up.
Oh my God. Yeah, WAG drama. What could
yeah,
that
I don't
be?
Know. I guess that there was like a group of three women that were like, we're all like besties or something.
Oh no.
And then, Sydney Warner. Raises eyebrows after with cryptic posts after Kyle Juszczyk is released from the 49ers.
Oh, that's
so I
right,
guess like Sydney Warner doesn't like Kristen Juszczyk and like her friend, whoever this other person is.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Bitchy.
But
you know, it's girls, girl on girl crime.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it happens. Interesting.
Yeah, so there's like beef. Apparently there's beef. And
where
also Claire Kittle's wife
that's
is
right.
involved into that. Or sorry,
George
Kittle, Claire. George Kittle's wife, Claire.
Yes.
Claire Kittle is also involved in this drama or something. I don't
really
know.
Whose side is she on?
I think she's with Kristen Juszczyk.
Okay, well then I'm more inclined to go with Kristen and Claire because we know George Kittle as well.
Right.
Is a good guy.
Is he?
I think he is. He's friends with Travis.
Right.
Or friendly. They have friendly competition, I think. And he's always, George Kittle, I feel like, is always at, like hanging out with Pardon My Take and stuff. Like he's
That's true.
Like, hanging around. That's literally the only basis I have. I have no other. And didn't he go to an Aerostar show, George Kittle? Or did I make that up?
He probably did.
I feel like they did. But that's literally
yeah,
the only
Yeah, that's
basis
just what
I
was
I
saying, that there was just some WAG drama with the 49ers WAGs.
Interesting. Wow.
I could have gotten that
ladies,
so wrong.
Any ladies, feel free to come on the pod.
Yeah, Cindy, Kristen, whoever you are.
Anybody, Claire,
yeah.
Anybody. I would love to hear about the WAG drama, the internal drama. Interesting. Well, yeah, so there will be, you know, there's switch-ups. Things will happen. Memories stay forever. Friendships fade. Memories stay forever.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It'll be okay. And that's pretty much that. Gia, guess who we have back on the pod?
Yay!
Another bestie back for more. Game time.
Game time.
What time is it? Game time.
Game time, baby.
Shout out to Game Time. We did a lot of reminiscing on the Eras Tour on this episode of the podcast and pretty much every episode of the podcast lately because we miss the Eras Tour so much. But thankfully, we are music people, concert people. We're always looking to go to concerts. I know Gia is going to see Role Model again in Chicago this weekend. She just saw him. I've got my eyes on some Sabrina Carpenter tickets in the future. She extended her tour and I'm trying to get my hands on some.
Yep.
And the only people that I trust getting tickets and making sure that we are going to be there in the best seats that we could possibly be in is Game Time.
Yep. They don't make it easier to get concert tickets these days. You got to sign up for the pre-sale, get in a queue, and by the time you get through, the best seats are gone. Luckily for us, we always use Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. They make it easier and faster to get to a game, and prices on the app usually go down the closer it gets to showtime. Plus, the Game Time Picks feature makes it even easier to get great deals on the seats that you want. Just pull up the chosen event, turn on the GT Pick setting at the top of the screen, or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on the Game Time app homepage. That's how I got my Role Model tickets for this weekend. I went through Game Time, got the great seats. I think the price was like $150 for this ticket, which compared to others, insane. Such a good price for such a good show. So I'm so excited.
It's a hot ticket right now.
Very much.
Role Model is a hot ticket event.
So what are you waiting for? I bought those Role Model seats tickets, so you should too with Game Time Picks. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. I have one last thing to bring up, and it has to do with Sabrina Carpenter. And
it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous, Sabrina. Your fans will see
Shame on you, Sabrina.
Shame on you, Sabrina. Although a nice big double middle fingers, and here it is again, y'all. I don't want to have to talk shit about Paris, but unfortunately I have to because the French in fucking Paris are out of control.
So nasty.
What is
They're
wrong
nasty.
With them? They are nasty, G. Yeah. That's exactly the right way to describe them. So for those who haven't seen the video, there are multiple videos at this point. When Sabrina Carpenter was doing her shows in Paris, she would leave the venue and while leaving the venue or wherever she was leaving, it might have even just been her
hotel. I think
hotel,
they were like out to dinner.
Out to dinner, something.
That one video where like her friend blocks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so
Paloma is her name.
Paloma, who we love.
We love Paloma.
She's fucking hilarious.
You know, I was almost named Paloma.
Really? What
name? I know.
I love the name. Paloma Diamond? Yeah. I love Paloma Diamond, the fake actress.
Yeah, this consistent snub of Paloma Diamond. Yeah.
No one is snubbed harder or longer than Paloma Diamond, the actress. So she's in Paris, and it seems to me as if these paparazzi are so unrelenting that they, like, they're just waiting at every moment. Like, there doesn't also seem to be any sort of higher security to keep them away. Like, they seem to have, they're too close. You
know they're
mean?
So close.
So when Sabrina's coming out, her bestie Paloma, who I think is like her like, her tree pain.
They're like this.
Yes. And so you see her coming out. She's waiting for Sabrina. She has a sparkly bag that she brings, which I love because it will fuck up the flash of the paparazzi. But Sabrina would like run straight into the car. There are two separate videos of it, her in Paris, and the paparazzi in Paris are screaming at Sabrina, mad at her for not letting them get a photo of her.
So crazy.
Being like, shame on you, Sabrina.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah, no like, photos in Paris.
Your fans will be so upset. Your fans hate you.
Your like, fans will see this.
No, her fans are like, fucking,
Yeah, no,
like,
her fans
go
hate
off
you.
Queen. Like,
they
hide.
Hate you, paparazzi.
Yeah,
they
literally.
Hate you. But again, they were so mad because they couldn't get a photo of Sabrina that they can then sell for themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, no photos in Paris. Like,
they're like, so disrespectful to Paris. Oh,
it's insane. Like, absolutely insane. Paparazzi, abolish the paparazzi.
They just, it's like with that, with the Jason Kelsey thing, with the Chapel Roan thing. And also, I don't know if you saw, but Chapel was at some, I want to say maybe it was like Schiaparelli or something. She was at some Paris Fashion Week. The photographers were so respectful and so nice. And people were like, this is what happens when you speak up for yourself and yell at people disrespecting you. They will like, if you confront people and stick up for yourself, they'll like, hopefully stop.
Yeah.
And Chapel got so much shit for doing that. But I mean, it worked for her. Like,
but now
sometimes
now
you need to tell people to shut the fuck up and be nice.
Absolutely.
Be respectful.
Especially like, the paparazzi. It's like, you're profiting off of my likeness.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, I'm in charge here.
If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. Like,
exactly.
There's no reason.
If I don't want a photo taken of me, you're not getting a fucking photo of me. And that's Sabrina's sisties, and I'm happy
Shame
for her.
On you.
Shame on you. Your fans will see this.
Yeah, they're like, your fans will see this.
No photos for Paris. I can't stop saying it. Like, yeah. on a
ridiculous.
Repeat. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Oh, God.
Shut the fuck
Literally
up, bro.
Fuck them.
So insane.
Parisians
and again,
are so
and again,
fucking
it's just,
nasty.
They
it's
really
insane.
Are. And it's, again, it's not the French, it's the Parisians. And they
Saint Laurent Couture, not Saint Laurent Beauty. Yeah. I'll never
oh,
forget
no.
that.
Oh my God, wait, can we retell that story?
Yes.
Because I tell that story whenever I'm talking shit about Paris
Same.
And Parisians, I tell that story.
So when Kelly and I went to Paris for the Eras tour, we were walking down like Champs-Élysées. Oh, ridiculous.
Which, by the way, worse than Times Square.
Oh,
fuck
terrible.
The Champs-Élysées. I can't believe we wasted so much time on
I know.
That street. I like.
We
should have
went
it.
To that side street that we went yeah. to later on. Yeah.
Right, which was so great. Yeah.
So we're there. We go into the Saint Laurent store. We're
Except
all like,
for, wait, pause. That's where they called me fat in Prada, so I don't know. We'll tell that story after. Sorry. Tell your Saint Laurent story.
They're like, maybe try Sears.
Nothing.
Do you have size 6? Maybe in Sears.
They literally told me to try Sears. Like, yeah. Wait, okay, tell your Yves Saint Laurent and then I'll talk about Sears.
Okay, yeah, so we're all in Saint Laurent, like trying on like sunglasses, like bags, whatever. And I go to buy these sunglasses, and this woman like is working, and she's so rude. And
she was
like,
rude to us from the jump.
From
like,
the jump,
second we walked
like,
in, she looked us up and down, like,
like we weren't going to buy anything, whatever. Yeah. And I was like,
which
I'm
we
gonna,
all had.
We
money
all bought
burning
something
in our pockets.
Yes.
We all wanted to spend money. Like,
we all wanted
we
to buy
shopping.
At least one nice thing.
Yeah.
So I go to buy these glasses, and like she's already being so rude, whatever. And she's like, "Are you in the system?" And I'm like, "Yeah, should be." And she's like, looks me up and down. And she goes, "Saint Laurent Couture, not Saint Laurent Beauty." I literally gasped.
So bitchy.
I was
like
yeah.
Like, we all did.
It was
like,
couture,
me, Brady,
bitch.
Me, Brady, because we're like,
no, it was insane. I literally was like, yeah, it was couture. Like, fuck you. Actually, fuck you. Like, why are you trying to like belittle me in this moment? Like, I'm giving you money, and
it
you're probably
shocking.
Making commission off this purchase.
Truly, it was so. So cunty, like I
yeah,
never
so cunty.
Seen.
And Saint Laurent her, Couture,
it's not beauty.
Yeah,
like,
cunt.
Like okay,
bitch.
Bitch. As if you'd only ever bought like a mascara before in your
life.
Like
literally, fuck
unbelievable.
Off.
Unbelievable.
It was
like,
crazy.
It was very much like a you've made a big mistake. Huge like
yeah,
moment for us. Like,
totally.
They thought we were coming in there like acting like we weren't going to spend any money. We all right. We all bought like fucking $500 sunglasses. Like fuck off. Like they were so. Rude, and every time I put those sunglasses on, I think about that
every time.
It's so insane. It's so insane. But yeah, so Paris is trash. And then yeah, we went later in the day. We were down a side street, and we were you know getting drunk on champagne and food. And then we went to Prada after, and I tried on a dress. And well, actually, no, I asked to try on a dress, and the guy was like, "Oh, okay, this could be your size." And he like didn't ask me like what is my size or anything like that. Handed me one. It was like a size 4, but it was basically like it was like a handkerchief dress.
A size 4 in Gucci or in Prada is a size 00.
It also like. It just was not. It was not even close. Like the kind of dress that it was.
No,
like
designer brands
be,
are like
yeah.
5 times.
I needed a bigger size.
Yeah,
fully. And I knew as soon as I started trying it on, I was like, "This is not going to fit over my ass. Like, there's no fucking way." And I tried it on anyway, and it fit, but it like was too tight around my stomach, and I knew it. And I came out, and I was talking to my cousin, and I was like, "This is too like this." I did not want to talk to the guy.
Yeah,
because I was like, he had given me this tiny size, thinking I was this small, and I had a jacket on, so clearly,
so you think
he,
I'm
like,
skinny?
Yeah, yeah, literally. But then he came up. And he goes, "Oh, a size bigger?" And I was like, "Oh no, I'm sorry." He goes, "Oh, we don't have the bigger size in this store." He said, and so I was
try Sears.
He was like, "We could try to. I can look in other stores or in the U.S." He said, and I was like, "No, it's okay." And I've never taken a dress off faster in my life. Like, oh my God. And then I just wanted to die, and so we were all treated badly in Paris.
Disrespectful. It's just like
so much disrespect.
I just don't get it. I really never. I'll never ever get it.
It's crazy. So yeah. So they're rude to Sabrina. If they're rude to Sabrina, they're rude to
everybody.
Right.
Imagine how they
you
treat normal people. Like run of the mill Americans.
Absolutely insane. So yeah. Fuck them. Shout out to Sabrina. Keep doing you. You're fine. You're good.
Keep evading the paparazzi like a queen you are.
Exactly. But yeah. So she is out and about doing her show, having fun, wearing outfits, doing things, and. And we are over here still crying and gazing out the window, disassociating, wishing we were watching the Eras Tour show. Yeah. And thankfully, Gia's been on the grind with our Eras Tour show bracket.
Yes.
And I'm dying to hear updates.
Yeah, so I just wanted to... I wanted to just talk briefly about, like, who's been winning so far, because I think it's kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
And so what I've been doing is, like, small, like, individual brackets for, like, each outfit, and then I'm going to make one big one of all the winners.
Yep.
So far, the winners have been the Supernova Surprise Song dress, which was, like, one of the newer ones that debuted.
That was like the purple blue sparkly one.
You know, love that one.
I voted for that one.
Yeah, I voted for that one too. Mm-hmm. The Fearless dress was a short gold one. That one won.
Yeah, that one's good.
That one to me is like most basic. Quintessential Fearless.
Yeah.
I like the blue and sapphire one the most.
Yeah. I like that one too a lot.
The black and gold Reputation bodysuit won, obviously. Mm-hmm. Bronze Evermore dress won.
Yes.
Thank God. I love that one.
Me too. My fave.
Ruining My Life, Torture Poets dress won.
I love that one too.
And then This Is Not Taylor's Version shirt, red shirt one. The Wonderstruck Enchanted dress is what won for Enchanted. And I was kind of sad about that one.
Yeah, no, that was a miss, I think, on part of the voters.
I feel like Justice for Swirls.
Yeah, Justice for Swirls. Everyone knows.
Swirls was beautiful. I mean, I would have liked the Elsa one too.
Yeah, Elsa one was good.
But that one's blue. So like, I get why that one didn't win. Cause like, you know.
I also would have taken like the cupcake one.
Yeah, everyone was pissed that cupcake didn't win.
Because that, at least that is like, okay, well, this is like literally.
Yeah, that's like the OG.
Gal-shaped like a pastry vibe, you know. So would make sense. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe people just got
It's a pretty dress. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're just overwhelmed by all the choices.
Yeah. There is a lot of choices.
Because there's a lot of choices, you know.
Then the pink and blue lover bodysuit one, which I think makes sense.
I wish the like magenta one, like the
pink
was, like,
one,
all pink.
I like that one. I wish that the purple one won.
I love the purple one.
Yeah.
Super cute.
But a lot of people don't like that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They don't like the tassels. I kind of love the tassels.
Oh, I love a tassel.
Yeah, me too.
Tassels are like the best. I have tassels everywhere in my house.
And then pink, the man jacket won.
I liked that.
I kind of wish Tangerine won, but that's okay.
Tangerine is, oh my God, wait, I take it all back. Tangerine lover
bodysuit.
Yeah,
Tangerine lover bodysuit.
I love
incredible.
The Tangerine lover bodysuit.
And then the pink OG 1989 outfit won, the original set, like the bedazzled.
The beaded.
Sequin, beaded one. Yeah. And then at that point, I was getting mad. I was like, okay, we can't keep having these pink things win, guys. We need to have other colors win.
I was cracking up when you were posting
this
that.
This can't be the pink fucking bracket. So
when
luckily...
You were liking your own comments. I was fucking screaming. Like, so we both can like go into the Instagram, but G is on the Instagram. You know, it's always Gia.
Yeah.
If it's me, you can tell because we sound so different. Yeah, yeah. So like, you can always tell if it's me. I go in, Gia's doing this thing, and she's just better at this than I am. I can't wrap my head around like the choices and a bracket really. So I've been keeping up with like the winners, and I see her posting, doing a video on the story, being like, "You guys, enough pink! Like everyone's choosing pink," and I'm cracking up in my house, being like. So typical, like a bunch of girly girls picking pink. I had been picking pink, like I was guilty, whatever. Then I see like 5 minutes later, pink wins again. Was it the 1989 thing? Yeah. Pink wins again. And it's Gia commenting, "Guys," and then liked by author. I was like, Gia.
Like, someone has to show some authority, okay?
Fucking crying. Being like, exactly. Hype yourself up, girl. You're right.
If you're going to run multiple Instagram accounts, like, I'm going to like my own comments,
duh,
my own posts.
As you should. But I was just like crying. And, like, this is really meaning a lot. Like, it's enough with the pink.
Yeah.
Enough with the pink.
No, like, I'm taking this very seriously. No pink. So then I staged a coup, stop the vote.
Yep.
I prevented Barry from winning Folkmore dress. Yeah. Thank God. Cream.
Which, by the way, like, Barry would have been my choice. Like,
really?
I
told
Barry.
My friends, I was like,
oh, no. No, yeah. But cream is beautiful, though.
Cream
is beautiful.
My choice would have been green. The green.
Oh, the green is nice. But no, but I like Barry. Mm. But it's like, well, in my head, it was magenta.
It is. Yeah, it's
was
called Barry.
Dress?
It is magenta.
It's
like a
dress.
Bright pink. Like,
right.
But
I
would say magenta,
but they
call it Barry.
It's so itchy right now. Sorry, I keep itching my neck if I have red on it.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on. Itchy.
Are you wearing a necklace, maybe?
No, my sweater just suddenly got constricting. Anyway, so
but,
yeah.
So cream one, but to me?
I think because I was scratching.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's just, like, to me, green is like, so the it's whimsical with the ivy and like, I don't know. Like,
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. Although I think that the Barry dress is kind of is the same dress, but just,
it's the same. Yeah.
Which I like the way it moves. Mm-hmm. Like that's always, yeah, totally. I love the way that one moves. And that's just my favorite color. So
yeah,
that, like magenta, like that family maroon. Actually, maroon is my number one favorite color. Or no. Yeah. Maroon is my number one favorite color. Green is like 1A. Like if you ask me which favorite color, I usually say green. Because people, you say maroon, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Enough. Like pick a real color. And then, so yeah. So it just kind of falls in that category.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a long-winded way for me to talk about my favorite colors.
I also like the yellow one too.
Yellow is lovely. Yeah. And I feel like she didn't wear it that much.
No, she didn't.
It was a surprise whenever we saw it.
So yeah, so cream one, which was literally saving grace.
Yeah.
And then
beautiful dress.
The white TTPD set with the white and silver jacket one. And anchovy. I just got a text that said, "Where did you adopt anchovy from?"
Oh, that's funny.
The lavender.
Where did you adopt anchovy from?
From Best Friends Shelter in Soho.
Oh, Best Friends.
And they have
friends.
Multiple locations.
Shout out.
But the lavender sequins shirt dress is seemingly going to be the winner of the midnight
shirt it away.
Dress, which
and
I'm
I
happy for. No pink.
No pink. And yep. I love that one. Also.
Yeah, we like that one. That one was the one that premiered at our show,
yes.
Miami.
Yes, it did. Question. I'm trying to remember in my brain, and I'm having a hard time. When she performed My Tears Ricochet, was she wearing the cream? That
for when?
Show? Just not home. Or was that magenta? What was she wearing that day?
Let's see.
Folklore dress.
Yeah,
I can go anywhere I want.
Just not home. Okay, let's see. Miami.
I'm like looking at my own
night
videos.
One, yeah, you're right, is Barry. Night two was green, and night three was yellow.
And we were there night one. Right.
Oh yeah, you're right. She debuted the yellow dress Paris night one. So it was only from Paris on, and then she only wore it 9 or 10 times. The yellow dress.
Wow. Yeah.
But
so
yeah,
that's not
Barry
a lot.
Was what we
oh, yeah,
saw.
Here it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So I have the vivid memory of her in the rain. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
With the spraying.
Yeah, that was
rain.
Epic. Yeah, that was so epic.
And so I think that too is. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Oh, I can't. I don't want to play the sound because. Copyright, but
yeah, so amazing. Yeah, she definitely like stands out a lot in that dress too, like
yeah,
she and pops out
for sure. What's actually so annoying about that is I had stopped recording. I think you continued to record, but right as she was doing that, right before she did the Just Not Home where she sprayed the audience, I stopped recording so I could enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually furious at myself for stopping because now I like don't have that video on deck, you
yeah
know? So annoying. Oh shit, I have a lot of texts.
Ooh.
Okay, nothing important. Okay. Thank God. Okay. Fabulous.
Yeah.
So and what else? So that's still.
So we still have to
how much do we have left? Yeah.
Midnight's bodysuit and all of the other 1989.
The new.
Though that's the Big Mama.
The Big
of
Mama.
All the different
so many different combos.
So that one's gonna take a while. That one was probably the. Bit like most of my brain has felt jumbled in a while,
sure.
Because I was like pink skirt yellow top, pink skirt yellow top.
Are you looking at one of those charts that those people make?
No, I've been using Swift Alert for like all of them.
Swift Alert's the best. Yeah,
which is so helpful. But then like I'll be like staring at all these pictures of like pink skirt yellow top, and then I get confused and do yellow top pink skirt. You know what I mean?
So well, it's yeah.
I've had to like double check a million times
for sure
to make sure that like each one is the correct name with the correct. Set and then there's like two that have different shoes.
Yep.
There's like the 1989 anniversary one and then the NOLA one. So it's like a bunch of different ones.
Where they did the Louisiana.
Yeah.
New Orleans colors.
She did purple,
yellow and green
shoes.
Yep.
So that one will be the Big Mama. That one will be the last one for sure.
That'll be hard. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So if you're voting. Keep voting. If you haven't been, check our stories.
Yes, Instagram stories.
Putting this all together, and I think it's really fun, especially during bracket season.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
perfect.
True.
Fabulous. Gia, I would maybe like a little round of applause for myself personally. The past 3 days, I've been taking my vitamins.
Yay!
I've been doing really well. I've been taking care of myself, taking my vitamins, and I owe a lot of that to Ritual. Ritual really is having my back these days, making me feel good. I'm going to sleep early. I'm waking up early. I'm getting myself together.
Yep.
I'm looking cute. looking my best, feeling my best, all thanks to Ritual.
Yeah, especially with our busy schedules. We're always on the go, so you want to be feeling right. And it seems like everything is connected to your gut microbiome. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for digestive support, Ritual has got your back, or rather, your biome.
Ooh.
With Symbiotic Plus, a 3-in-1 supplement of clinically studied pre, pro, and postbiotics to support a balanced gut microbiome with daily use. I love Ritual just because it's so easy to take along with me. The packaging is very small, very discreet, nice and easy. And also, like, you just fit it in with your daily routine, and it's so simple. This daily 3-in-1 pre, pro, and postbiotic features two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support gut and digestive health. So get your gut going. Support a balanced gut microbiome with Ritual Symbiotic Plus. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/TaylorWatch. That's ritual.com/TaylorWatch for 25% off your first month.
Shall we get into
Let's
some,
jump into it.
Our besties?
Yes. Woo-hoo. Very exciting.
Love it.
Let me pull it up right here.
I'm just showing off my green ring.
Oh, slay. Okay, ready?
Emeralds and Jade. Yes.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. Love you guys. I was just calling to see if you guys think that Taylor possibly watches all the votes on what our favorite outfits for each era was, and if you think that if she votes, what she would vote for. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you, queen.
Love you. And that is a great, great question to bring up first, and also great segue. Imagine if Taylor was, like, voting on your thing.
She's like, why does this bitch hate all my pink outfits?
Yeah, right. She's like, what if her favorites are the pink? You know what I mean?
I mean, they probably are. Which one she wears the most.
Yeah. I don't know if we've ever determined that.
I think she said that vigilante shit was like one of her favorite parts of the show in Eras Tour book. So
yeah,
to me, that might mean like maybe Midnight's bodysuit is one of her faves. To me, I really hope that the Moonstone bodysuit is like one of her favorites.
I love that bodysuit.
It's hard to think that it wouldn't be.
It's beautiful. And it looks like her birthday outfit, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, I'm trying to like remember like which one she wore the most. She only wore the purple one twice. She only wore the pink dress once.
Yeah.
Seems like she wore like green the most out of all of them.
I think she definitely wore like green and berry the most. I think. And maybe those are just like, because, you know, when it comes down to it, you're performing in these outfits, whether or not she likes the way they look, it's hard not to start favoring some over others based on how comfortable they are to like move in and perform in and whatever. Like all my favorite like jeans and stuff are like the ones I like to wear them, you know, the ones I think look good and feel good while I'm wearing
them. Wait, sorry, I got confused. She wore the pink like a million times too. She wore like all these a million times. Like purple too. She wore night one.
Maybe she only
wore pink when she moved to Folkmore. She only wore the pink one once.
Oh, interesting.
And she wore the green one a bunch more. She wore the purple one a bunch more. So, like, maybe, I would say maybe, like, green would be her favorite,
it
if
seems
that's
like
the case.
Maybe, yeah. It seems like it could be, especially for that dress.
Yeah.
For lover bodysuits, I mean, that tangerine, nothing Papa. And then she wore that tangerine a lot.
She did wear the tangerine
once
a lot.
Once it was introduced, because that came in the second half. That came after, once Paris started back up, once Euro started back up. But it just looked so good. It like, went really well with her skin and hair, I feel.
I mean, let me see. What?
It made me start liking orange.
What air? Yeah, literally.
Literally for the first time in my life. I never liked orange.
The most. Let's see. What Eras Tour outfits did... Let's see. The green folklore dress was a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Lover era. Lover pink and blue lover bodysuit.
Like the OG one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. God, I can't believe we got to go to the Eras Tour.
Oh yeah, this is funny. This Reddit thread, which outfit from the Eras Tour do you think Taylor likes the most and why?
Yeah.
This person said, I feel like she likes the lover bodysuit the most. It's so sparkly, girly, and she must be so excited to put it on because she means she gets to go on stage.
So
that's
true.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Great point. Right. Like this is my starting outfit. You know?
Wait, this is funny. Probably the folklore dress because it's so flowy and she gets to wear flats. LOL.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I'm saying about the comfortability of it all. Like, but then, you know, once she added Tortured Poets, you know, she added in like a dance heel. Like,
yeah.
It's like a heel like this, you know, wrapped up on yourself. And like, so she... maybe isn't bothered by dancing in a little bit of a heel.
Yeah,
and,
I doubt. I mean, she dances those fucking boot, those big ass boots? Louboutin boots that she wears. Those have a high heel.
They really do. Like 4 inches. Yeah, like, this shit is tall. So, excuse me. I'm so sorry. I coughed right into the microphone. Oops. To everybody that works here.
Sorry, everyone's sick.
Sorry
anyways.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm getting over a cold. Anyway, so yeah, it's hard to tell what the fave is, but I would bet it is whatever is most comfortable to perform in, and then probably like any of the lover bodysuits. Just
yeah,
so it means
just
it's
the pre-show excitement. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't think about that.
That's so fun. I love that.
Hey Kelly, hey Gia, big fans of the show, big fans of you guys.
Yay, thanks.
Loved watching your story, Kelly, going all around Europe.
Oh, thank you.
That looked
you.
Like so much fun. So glad that you got to relax and recuperate.
Yay.
Me and my Swissy friends have a, like, probability question where we basically have, like, come up with 4 things that could happen within this year that we would be excited about, most likely, least likely. So we wanted to get your opinion on it. So, in rank these in order of most likely to happen within this year and least likely to happen.
Okay.
So, number 1, the announcement of the Eras Tour movie, as in the whole thing from the beginning to the end with everything that she's been videoing. Number 2 is debut TV releasement or announcement date. Number 3, we have new music and new album, because we think even that's more likely. Then number 4, which is Rep TV being announced or released within this next year. Out of those 4, how would you rank them as most likely to least likely?
Okay.
Can't wait to watch on Thursday. Love you.
Love Bye. You.
Love you. And
great question.
Great question. Love this. And I've got mine already.
Okay, go. Most likely to least.
Most likely to least likely. Most likely, Rep TV, 328. It's happening next week.
Okay.
Next up, debut TV. It's got to happen this year.
Okay.
I really think it's definitely going to happen this year. Like, if Rep comes out this year, so will debut.
Yeah.
Like, this is the year, you know? Third, I would say Eras Tour movie.
Yeah.
Because I think that we're getting glimpses, and like we said at the top of the episode, we're talking about Mirrorball, copyright, taken down, Disney, whatever. Maybe they're saving it for some extended release, Eras Tour movie, something, behind the scenes, whatever. The Journey, Taylor's version, whatever the fuck that Twitter account keeps tweeting about. And then I think last on the list, least likely would be new music, like a whole new album, new music, new everything. Only because, again, Torture Poets is, we're not even at the 1 year, we're 1 month away from the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
That's on Wednesday, March 19th, as we're recording this podcast. And it would be crazy to expect it, to even think it.
Less than a year is crazy. Yeah.
What, she's been busy.
Yeah.
Like, she was still doing the Eras Tour. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wrote a whole album while she was doing the Eras Tour, but I still think, like, you know, she's gonna write a whole another one in less than a year. Mm. Like, that doesn't sound right to me. So, and I don't know. I want to round out the other stuff first before she steps into this new era. Like, the manuscript finishing up Torture Poets to me felt very much like, all right, we're closing this chapter of my life, and I feel like Rep and debut are still in this chapter. So those have to be finished first.
That's very true.
Before we can move on to before we can enter the sunrise, which is my new guess for what maybe the new album will be called.
Sunrise.
Oh,
I like that.
Maybe not called that, but the colors make sense.
Plaid.
Lavender. Yeah, plaid.
Lavender, sunrise.
Like the lavender and the orange and the pinks. Like,
yeah,
that was
totally.
Like a sunrise.
Totally.
Kinda.
Sunrise dress. She wore that.
Sunrise dress.
That surprise song, Sunrise dress.
All these, that chevron.
A lot of
dress
orange and pink,
wore.
For sure.
A lot of orange
yeah.
and pink and purple in there. And then, yeah, the plaid fit together like plaid. So Scarlet, it was plaid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just think that we need a little more time for So Scarlet, it was plaid.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, most likely to least likely, I would go. Oh, this is hard because I don't know what to put first. I think.
Well, obviously, Reputation 328.
I know, but one of us has to be a little level-headed
here. I know.
Okay, I'm going to say most likely Eras Tour documentary announcement.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
2 would be Rep TV.
Yeah.
3, debut TV. Mm-hmm. 4, new music for sure.
I don't think
we're going to get new music this year at all.
No.
I don't know. Like, I'm still so confused about debut.
Me too.
I do like this timeline of, you know, Reputation now and then maybe debut at the end of the summer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. It just, everything seems like it has to be so crammed in.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's hard to like think about the timeline of all this stuff because like these are minus New Music, because I really don't think that's going to happen. Like, no. These are three huge things.
Mm-hmm.
So
massive.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just feel like if it's rep first, everything's pushed back for a while. You know what I mean? Just like give rep its time.
Well, here's the thing. When 1989 Taylor's version came out, it was end of October of 2023. And that took up time until Tortured Poets announcement at the Grammys, which was like, what, 5 months later?
Mm-hmm.
And then the new album came out 1 month later. So I think like that is like her unofficial time. Like there wouldn't be two big things within like six months of each other. You know what I mean? So like if Rep comes out now, 328, then that brings us right into what, fall time?
Yeah.
Technically, if there were to be another like big announcement, like another album, mm-hmm. but I do like the idea of a, you know, a country album in the summertime.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of a layup.
I completely agree with what you said with like the manuscript closing that chapter, and especially with the Eras Tour and everything. Like that whole chapter isn't closed until Rep and debut come out, like you said. So
completely.
I do feel like that's the two big things on the docket.
Mm-hmm.
And just like with the timing of timely matter of the Eras Tour documentary.
Yep.
I feel like no matter when it comes out, people are going to be interested and obsessed with it. But like, you know, you want it to have some sort of relevance to when the Eras Tour was. You know what I mean?
Although I do wonder if they're trying to get a little space between, because it might. Here's the thing that people are whispering online about how they feel badly. And I think you said something very similar. Oh, no.
It's fine. They're still going.
OK. I think you said something similar of it about. About what was I saying? Oh, about feeling bad for Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
And how she talks about the Eras Tour and how she constantly is mentioning how difficult it was and how hard it was, but that did in fact make it like gratifying for her and whatever. I still kind of wonder, is there any truth to the fact that like the Eras Tour might, if we see the documentary, we might not be happy. You know what I'm saying? Not happy about it. But it might not be like this joyous thing. Like, you know, like Miss Americana isn't necessarily like oh, we're so excited about the tour.
No, for sure, like, for sure.
It's like reality.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So they might want a little distance between the Eras Tour and all the fanfare and everybody being so excited about it for then to then not like shatter the dreams of it right away. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
So I might want to change up my, well, no. This year alone, New Music I still think is like not even a possibility.
Yeah.
I also would maybe put the documentary like off the list. Like I think debut and Reputation should definitely come out. I also think that whatever this potential documentary that may come out would probably talk a lot about those two albums. So I think that they would have to be out before that, you know?
Right.
Because it might encapsulate not only Eras Tour, but then
also
you
can't mention
her
Reputation and debut, like if you're talking about the whole eras.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly. So true. Good point.
So I don't know. I think it's all, you know, it's all a game. It's all a chessboard.
Very good point.
You never know.
Okay, last one.
Great.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Haley. I hope you guys had an amazing St. Patrick's Day. Hope you guys had
a lot of fun times.
Hope you guys had amazing foods and drinks.
Aww.
And I just want to say, happy 2-year anniversary of the Eras Tour.
Yes.
I honestly can't imagine so much memories. I mean, these last 2 years have been one of the greatest times of our life. We all got to watch, see, explore, and everything Taylor had to offer.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, for both of you guys,
What
songs did you want to see on the Eras Tour that never got a chance to be sung, or even if they have been sung, what songs would you guys want together? I would love to know your guys' opinions for this week's episode. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks, Queen. Well,
thanks, Queen. Love you. I would say the only songs, because we talked about this, I think, when the tour ended, the only songs that weren't played were some of the heavier songs like Soon You'll Get Better and Ronin. Is that the other song?
Ronin.
Soon You'll Get Better. Some of the ones that are like that.
That's when Bye Bye Baby, Girl at Home, Ronin, Forever Winter, and Soon You'll Get Better.
Right. I think people would have
like honestly, none of those.
I'm all set on like they're all real downers. Yeah. You know what I mean, like, and the context.
I like
is,
That's When actually. It would have been fun to bring out Keith Urban That's When, like, as a surprise song.
Cute.
I think would have been
really,
cute.
That one's not really a downer. Yeah. I'm more so thinking of like Soon You'll Get Better.
Ronan, Forever Winter. Yeah.
Forever Winter, though, I do love that song. Mm. However, I don't know if I'd want to hear it on the tour. Obviously, songs that I wish I personally heard on the tour of the Lakes. Duh.
Yeah.
Mirrorball, I would have really liked to hear live.
I would have died to hear Cowboy Like Me. Like, literally died dead to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, Death by a Thousand Cuts. I really thought I was going to get that somewhere along the way. But I got Maroon, so I can't ever complain. Yeah. Like, I got one of the fan faves, so.
Yeah.
You know what was an unexpected one that I didn't know I'd want really badly and then loved so much was My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
Love.
When we were in Paris.
Yeah.
That came on.
That's what made me like listen to that song more and be too. Like, oh my God, wait, this song's so good.
Me too. Yeah. I unexpectedly loved. And then actually you posted our combo night one in Miami, the piano combo of Daylight
and This
and
Is
this
Me
is
Trying.
Beautiful.
We were blessed.
We were really blessed. We were really, really blessed by that.
Yeah. We got Amazing. Some really good surprise songs for sure.
Yeah, we did.
But I think maybe adding Sparks. I think I've said this before, but adding Sparks Fly to the Speak Now set. I just love Sparks Fly so much.
Same. Yeah, I love that. And you know what I do wish that we caught when she was doing it was long. It was Long Live.
Yeah.
Because she does Enchanted.
Very
and
true.
She added Long Live for a little while, yep. But then she never added it back and we never got to see it.
Yeah, that's true. So I wish we got Long Live.
I think that might have been like divine intervention because I don't know if I would have survived a Long Live like live. You know what I mean? Like I would have been crying so hard about like.
I know. Think about
moment.
How hard we were crying like when the show ended.
Oh,
like
no.
I can't.
Like, right. It would have been too much. It would have been too much.
I know.
For my frail emotional body.
All right. Let's jump into DMs. Perfect. Hey, Kelly and Gia. Love you girlies and love the pod. Thanks for always being yourselves and standing your ground. Listening love to that. You every week is a treat. Aww. Okay. Now onto the sad stuff. Aww. I'm going through the worst heartbreak of my life. I got dumped very suddenly and has totally derailed the plans I had for this year, like moving in together, etc. When Tortured Poets came out last year, I went, well, this would be such a good breakup album, but that's not happening anytime soon.
Oh boy.
And here I am now.
Famous last words.
Yep. That album is speaking to me more than ever, but I wanted to ask, do you guys have a go-to Taylor breakup album / song? Also, any advice on how to get through a breakup and be single in your 20s? Thank you. Love ya.
Ooh. First of all, so sorry. So sorry that you're going through a breakup, especially a big one where you thought you were going to move in.
Yeah.
Things like that. Those will really crush you deep.
Yeah.
And they'll crush you for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's not your fault that you're feeling emotional, and you can feel emotional as long as you want to. Everybody copes in their own way. Don't let anybody make you feel like you got to get back on the horse and get back into
I know,
it.
Yeah.
Like, do whatever. You do you. Do what you got to do. That would be my like just general breakup advice, especially in your 20s. Like just be yourself, do you. And I know that doesn't sound very helpful, but moving through the days, you will eventually get to a point where like you're like, all right, I'm good going out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, things do happen upon you, you know, when you least expect it. Not necessarily like a boyfriend, but you never know. Like hanging out with friend groups, enjoying your time, enjoying your friends.
Yeah.
Like, focus on your friends.
And you have to think about like the reason why you guys broke up. And like I always try to think about breakups as like a blessing in disguise because most of the time they usually are.
Yeah. Sometimes it'll take you 7 to 8 years to figure that out.
Yeah, big time. But
you will eventually.
This is the advice that I would like tell myself all the time, and like it's just, like the most cliche advice, but like, you know, healing is not like a linear thing at all. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna have days where you like wake up and you're like, let's fucking go, like I hate him, I can do anything, whatever. And then you're gonna have maybe 6 months or a year down the line after the breakup, you're gonna wake up one morning and like miss him a lot, whatever. Yep. Like you're gonna feel like you're reverting back to when
you'll
you guys first broke up.
And you're like, fuck.
Yeah. So give yourself some grace, because like you're going to have good days and bad days, but everything just gets better with time. Like just give yourself time and a grace again to just like heal and become better, because each day is a step forward in like the right direction.
Absolutely.
So yeah,
I completely
it's going to feel like your world is crashing down on you. And then the next day you'll feel a little better. The next day after that, you'll feel even better. And even if the day after that you revert all the way back to feeling shitty, that's okay. The next day, just try to get up and start your day, and you definitely dwell on your sadness and don't like push your emotions down, but also like try to, you know, get up every once in a while and take a walk.
Yeah, let glimmers of light into your your life.
Hang out with your friends.
Hang out with your friends. I cannot stress the friend thing more.
Yeah,
like,
big time.
Especially going through a big breakup, like you may have not realized during your relationship, maybe you weren't spending as much time with your friends or paying as much attention to them as you should have been. It's a perfect time to like make sure that, you know, you kind of throw yourself into those friendships, and they're the real relationships in your life that are important. You know what I mean?
And also, so, 20 is like, you're so young, queen.
Oh,
like,
yeah, girl,
I'm 26.
Please.
Like, we're good. Like, we have so much time. There's nothing. You're not on any sort of timeline when it comes to relationships, especially in your 20s. Like, now is your time to fucking live it up and have fun. Like,
exactly.
Don't
and just let's all just go out and dance and make a circle around our shoes and our purses like Dane Cook. You know, is that a joke too old?
Yeah, I think so. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. I don't know how to process this right now. Dane, you know who Dane Cook is, right?
Yeah, the comedian, right?
Yeah. Okay.
He's like dating like a 16-year-old girl.
He made a joke always. Oh yeah, I guess so. Fuck, I don't know. I didn't know that about him. He one of his early specials, he made a joke where it was like, we're just going to go out tonight and just, you know, fuck guys. Let's just make a circle around our shoes and our purses and let's just dance. And like, so that my friends and I just, we say that forever.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, just go out, have fun, do, you know, and if you're not someone who likes to go out and drink or whatever, like, just do the things you'd love to do.
Yeah.
Go out during the day, take walks, go to stores, window shop, like, do stuff that maybe, just do stuff you're interested in.
Yeah.
I think that is like a number one thing, like, rediscover your own interests. Do puzzles. Do you know, I love doing that shit.
Knit.
I didn't know. Yeah, knit. Take up some hobbies, like stuff that you've been neglecting. Read some books. Not a better time than to read a fucking book than when you're going through a breakup.
Oh my
God. What a disassociation.
Like, yeah, big time.
It's true gold. But
definitely
power to you, queen, because you'll feel better. Soon you'll get better. Don't listen to that song.
Don't listen to that. I Forgot That You Existed.
Yeah.
That's a good one if you like want to like try to be in like a get over him
completely
mood. If you're in,
can
like
I say, mostly the whole Lover album is actually a good breakup album.
Yeah, honestly,
like, it's kind of it seems like it'd be opposite, but I'm going to look at albums right now so I can list them.
But definitely that, like How Did It End, The Prophecy,
all those Torture Poets, of course.
Yeah, So Long London, all of those sad ones if you're feeling down in the dumps.
Can I give a shout out as well to a handful of songs on the Speak Now album?
Sure.
That got me through a couple of breakups.
Yeah.
Back to December.
Yeah.
Always good if you want to, some like if you're in that space or if you feel like you're the person that Taylor's singing about, like you can put yourself in the shoes of like anyone in her songs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Back to December is good. Dear John, really good.
Yeah.
The Story of Us is kind of a good like angsty song. Better Than Revenge if you want to beat a bitch up. Always good. Let's see. Foolish
Mean.
One. Mean.
Yeah.
Some good ones on Speak Now. And then Midnights too. Midnights is great. And that one is more for like disassociating for sure.
You're losing me.
Maroon.
Yeah.
Like Back to Torture Poets. Chloe Sam, Sophia and Marcus.
Yeah.
That's also stuck in my head nonstop.
Big
for like a
time.
Week. I gotta listen to it to get it out. And then if you're just wanting a little pick me up, may I suggest Mayhem by Lady Gaga? The album.
Oh, slay.
The whole album. I know. You know what I bought?
Or Tate McRae.
Yeah. Get that.
You want to be a baddie.
Get that booty popping.
Yeah, exactly.
Or did Addison
you,
Rae.
Did
her
you
pussy's
see
out.
That video? Or Addison Rae with her pussy out.
Her pussy out.
I hate
queen.
The word pussy.
Pussy
did you
queen.
See that video that I stitch of that girl being like, Taylor Swift like doesn't put an effort, like white women are so shocked by Tate McRae because she like puts an effort.
Oh yeah I did.
I don't even want to like get into it, but like
thing,
it's
though.
So fucking
it
stupid
like it was
to say
off.
Pissed me off like to say that like Tate McRae puts in more effort than Taylor Swift is crazy.
Yes, no it's like
it's just like also why do you have to bring Taylor Swift into every single fucking conversation?
People are so dumb.
Yeah.
People always are trying to do this, but anyway, queen, keep your head high. You're gonna be great. And don't worry about it, you know, don't beat yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't beat yourself up. Hang out with your friends and or you know, or find some new friends. That's always a good distraction. Distract yourself. The name of the game is distract yourself until you get to the finish line. You know what I mean? Of
fake
grief.
It till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
And you're good for that.
All right, let's do some rapid fire questions.
Woo-hoo.
Okay. Could Taylor presenting Beyonce with the Best Country Album Grammy be an Easter egg for a collab on debut TV Vault track?
Ooh. Maybe.
I would love that.
That would be crazy.
Beyonce, Taylor Swift collab would be crazy.
That would be nuts on debut.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be great for Beyonce's country career. But here's the question. Is Beyonce still going to be country like after this album. Like, right. Or was she just dabbling for an album?
I feel like.
I mean, she's got the tour.
Yeah, the Cowboy Carter.
We haven't discussed Cowboy Carter tour at all. I don't know about the truth to any of this. Rumors are swirling that tickets can't sell.
Well, because they're so expensive.
Because they're so expensive. Here's the thing. Me and my friends got tickets, and they were kind of expensive. And yeah. We got them through that, like, my friend signed up for the Beyonce website 15 years ago or whatever the fuck.
Mm.
You know, I don't know.
I got that code.
Yeah, I don't know March, what's going on with it. But
I think I missed it, actually.
Who knows what's going to happen with that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Go see Cowboy Carter, whatever. So yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah, I would love that.
I would love a Taylor Beyonce collab in any way.
Yeah.
Debut would be amazing.
Okay. If you did a Taylor Watch meetup, what would that look like? I would love it.
Ooh. Oh.
Taylor Watch
we?
Meetup? That'd
would
be so
be at a bar.
Fun. At a bar,
it
for sure.
It would definitely be at a bar.
It would be like a Taylor Swift like listening party. Like,
absolutely.
We'd just be.
And we've like discussed this before, and
Yeah, we have to like do it ourselves.
We have to do it ourselves. So that's, you know, once we get our shit together, we'll yeah. do it one of these days.
It's just like, why can't someone do it for us?
I know. That'd be nice. Maybe they will now. Maybe we'll bring it up. But yeah, no, it would definitely be at a bar, definitely be listening party vibes, and there would definitely be some themed cocktails, I'm sure. Perhaps Pink Whitney. Perhaps we ask Pink Whitney.
Perhaps.
Should I call my boyfriend, Paul Biznet? Yeah. Hello, dear. Hi.
Hey, Biz.
So can you ask your husband, Ryan, if we can?
Yeah, yeah.
the creator of Pink Whitney. Yeah. Can you
my
ask?
My dad, the inventor of toaster strudel?
The inventor of toaster strudel? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the title of TS-12 will be?
Oh, Sunrise.
Sunrise.
Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise,
rise, sunset.
Sex in the City movie.
Plaid.
The second one, actually.
Love you bad like plaid.
Love you bad like. Love it. Yeah. Perfect. Love you bad like plaid.
Yeah.
It'll be crisscross into my heart.
Ooh.
Wasn't that another yeah, lyric yeah. from our plaid remix?
Yeah.
It'll be.
Colors weaving into my heart.
Sunrise on the horizon. And I'm reading Sunrise on the Reaping. Which, by the way, yeah, did we talk about that? New Hunger Games book? It's fucking awesome.
Oh, someone was
so
like,
good.
The cover is purple.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm listening, or I've got my Kindle and I've got my audiobook as well.
Yeah,
so
someone was like trying to say
book.
It's like an Easter egg, like the cover being purple means like debut TV. Like, I don't know.
of course they are. Of course they are. Love it. Yes. I'm subscribed.
It's very funny.
I'm in.
Is plaid for Rep TV or TS-12?
Great question.
Great
At this
question.
Point, I'm starting to think it might be for Rep.
Yeah, me
She's
too.
Wearing plaid all day long. It also kind of fits
with
into
the
that
snake
like,
necklace.
Yeah, it also kind of though does fit in and play into the like punk rock vibe, because I do think that Rep kind of has that like punk rock undertone to it, or it could, like if there are vault track songs that kind of have that vibe. We'll see.
Okay. Do you think Tavis are engaged in keeping it hidden from public?
No, I don't.
Oh my God. Well, this is impossible because you'd have to decide together. Oh. Cowboy like me or the lakes? Only
oh,
one.
No,
we're never
going to
be able to come to a decision.
We can never meet Cowboy like the lakes is what we would end up with. The lakes like me.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have to be a combo. It'd have to be a mashup, a surprise song mashup. There's no way we couldn't choose.
Okay. Favorite and least favorite Eras Tour set transition?
Ooh.
I always love the Reputation.
I love the Reputation
the snakes.
One. Yeah,
so
yeah.
cool.
I love that one. I love the folklore.
Yeah,
into,
the folklore
is
so beautiful.
Folklore/folkmore.
Yeah,
is amazing.
That one's probably up there too.
Least favorite? I don't know if I have a least favorite.
Mine is probably 1989. Why? Because I would always get confused with the 1989 intro and the Tortured Poets intro almost, because like they're kind of not similar, but like.
They are kind of like one after another.
Yeah,
like
I didn't love.
It literally are.
The 1989 intro.
Yeah,
one.
It wasn't as. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
I would say that
But I love like the Burning of the Lover House.
Love the Burning of the Lover House. The transition between Surprise Songs and Midnights, where she crawls and swims under the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we love the swimming under the stage, but that's pretty much all they do at that point.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
kind of like, it wasn't as exciting as the others.
Yeah.
But no, I don't really have a least favorite.
Okay, two more. What was your guys' favorite Eras Tour moment that blew your mind?
Ooh,
I think it has to be when
gold
bodysuit.
Body
yeah, golden
black
bodysuit.
Yeah,
gold
black Reputation.
Because we got to see that in person.
That was the craziest shit.
I've never heard something so loud in my entire life.
Same.
I thought we broke the sound barrier.
Dead ass. Yeah. I thought that my eardrums were popping. Yeah. Or that were like shattering, broken, yeah. Pop, whatever. It was the loudest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Those screams. And it was, I literally couldn't hear my ears.
Yeah. It really
so
did
bad.
Blow my mind.
And I was screaming. And, like, we were both screaming. That was the craziest thing. And her walking. The screams in waves, too, for people that could see it.
Yeah, because you couldn't see it at first.
At first, when she walked out, it was, like, shadowy. Yeah. And then it caught the light a little bit, and the people in the front could see. But then as soon as it caught the light fully for the rest of us, the place went fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Like, however that stadium was set up, it's just, like, a big bowl. And so the sound was, like, just coming right back down. Insane.
It was insane.
Absolutely insane. But then I would also say...
Travis.
Travis was insane.
Yeah.
And that won the High Heart Award. And then also Florence coming out for the first time in London. That was a big deal.
That was a big deal. And she came out for Florida for us, which was cool too.
Yeah, that was sick for us.
But yeah, but I would say Travis for like one that I didn't see. 100%.
Never saw that coming.
Yeah, never saw that coming in a million years.
Never.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was screaming in the car.
That was you had texted me that. I forget where I was. Was I in Greece?
I don't know where
it was
were.
July.
Yeah. No, it was like end of the summer-ish.
I was somewhere where, I might have been with my
parents.
Yeah,
it was parents. Like July. It was July. July or beginning of August.
I forget who I was with, but I was like, Travis just went on stage. Like, I was like, I was like convulsing. I was like, Travis is on stage.
TJ
Travis
almost like
stage.
Crashed the car. I was screaming so much. Yeah. Okay, and last one. When Rep TV drops, are you going to go straight to the vault?
Oh.
I think I am.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've done that with every.
Yeah, me
with
too.
With every single one. I do vault first.
Vault
and
first,
then I do
and
top
go
to
back.
Bottom. Yeah. For sure.
Just because, like, I'm curious and I want
to
know.
Have to do that because here's the thing. We know all the other songs already. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm needing to go back and, like, see how they sound. Because, again, that is never my priority with these pre-records. Like, I think that they do a great job when it comes to the sound.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about that. To, like, what am I going to nitpick and be like, does this Endgame sound just like original Endgame?
Yeah, right.
Like, no, I'm not gonna do that. So, yeah, vault tracks first and then go back top to bottom all the way through.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Great questions. Great cues, everybody.
Great cues.
Great thoughts. Great conversations. Thank you guys so much for submitting your thoughts and feelings. As always, we love commenting on them and we love talking about them.
Yes, thank you
guys. We love
you guys
so much. We totally appreciate it. Let's see. What a day today. Hopefully you guys feel enriched, enlightened after this pod. And
I hope so.
That's pretty much all I have, really. Thank you again for calling in.
Yeah.
We'll remind you of the number and everything. Call in next week. We do that every Thursday, so we love that. And reminder to go ahead and, at this point, depending on what time it is, 12:40 today, High Point plays Root for High Point.
Yes.
In March Madness. And get excited and root for us as well, just to win. And besides that, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'll be in Chicago this weekend.
Hey,
slaying
there
it up.
There you go. I'll be in New York. So if you see us out,
say hi.
And we will see you guys next week.
Love you guys.
Love you. Oh my God, it's 3:28 right now on the clock. Wow, Reputation's coming. Reputation's coming.